Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast. We're glad to have you in our series here, 40 Days of Hope. Today, Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew is going to be leading us through the verse of the day. As we continue to study, we look for ways of refreshing how to discuss these important truths from God's holy word. Nathaniel, would you be willing to read our verse for the day today?
Absolutely. We're reading from Psalm 32, which many people may recognize that psalm. It is a penitential psalm of the Old Testament. We're looking down at verse 8 in this particular psalm, and I'm reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible today. That verse says, "I will instruct you and show you the way to go. With my eye on you, I will give you counsel." This psalm, Psalm 32, is a beautiful psalm that talks about forgiveness that we need that comes from the Lord alone. And in the opening verses of this psalm, we get a picture of who God is and what he has accomplished for us. When we're worn out or burdened by our sin, this psalm directs us to the only hope that we have as sinners, looking to the Lord. And when you get through that whole idea of what we would call, as Lutherans, confession and absolution, we come to verse 8. And here's the Lord now. He has bestowed upon us his forgiveness. He's assured us, yes, I have paid the debt of your sin. And then in verse 8, he tells us, I will instruct you and show you the way to go. With my eye on you, I will give you counsel. Neil, maybe you can appreciate this a little bit. Have you ever had one of your kids come up to you and say, "Daddy, Daddy, I want you to come out. I want you to look at this thing that I'm going to do." And maybe they feel really uncomfortable or inadequate doing something, but they gain that confidence if they know that you're there watching them, making sure that they do it correctly, making sure that they're safe or they're protected. That's what the Lord is doing for us. He's saying, I'm going to show you how to do this. I'm going to show you what this new life that I have just given to you through my death and resurrection, what it means, what it looks like. I will instruct you and show you the way to go. With my eye on you, I will give you counsel. I remember when my kids started riding bike. And that's probably one of the greatest images. You know, they're like, "Dad, I can't do this." And so my practice has always been, you know, yes, you can. I'm going to grab a hold of the back of your bike. You pedal. Here's what the brakes do. This is how you balance. You just go, and I'm going to hold on to the back of this until you're ready. And so you run along beside them, and you notice how they turn around. They want to make sure that you're still behind them. You're, "Oh, yep, he's still there. I'm okay. He's still there." And then all of a sudden, they're doing it, and they're gone. That's what the Lord assures us as we go through and we move out of Easter and we're reminded of what he has accomplished for us. He says, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to show you what this is like. I'm going to have my eye on you and I will give you direction. I will give you my counsel. What a wonderful encouragement.
Absolutely. You know, that illustration of riding the bike too reminds me of Peter walking on the water. You know, as long as he was fixed on Jesus, he knew that the Lord was with him. It's when he got distracted is when he started to sink. You're just like riding the bike. You start to look back and you get distracted and you're wondering, is he really there? Is he really there? And then that's when you wipe out and fall. You know, I like the fact that you really focused on the eye. It reminds me of Psalm 17, verse 8, where it says, "Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings." And the Lord instructing us, I'm going to be with you. And then he points us to that, the apple of the eye. I always thought when I was younger, well, that's weird. Well, it's just that central point. It's he has our gaze continuously. He is like that doting parent that will never lose sight of where we're at. And he doesn't get distracted. He who neither slumbers nor sleeps. There's so many great psalms and so many great verses of the Bible that talk about the amazing doting nature of our Lord. You know, during this series of hope really gives us the greatest hope to know that he was willing to die for us. He jumped in front of the cross and his own wrath and punishment to take away every one of our sins. And I think that's such a blessing to see that ongoing instruction. Here's how much I love you. Here's how much I'm going to give you understanding and instruction in these ways. So really awesome verse. Thank you. Would you close with the prayer?
Absolutely. Dear Lord, we come before you rejoicing in the forgiveness of sins that you have offered to us through the sacrifice of your own life on the cross. as we bask in the afterglow of the resurrection and the assurance of that victory that you have won for us. We are so thankful that you have promised to continue to be with us, to continue to instruct us and to teach us, to show us the way that we should live our lives here in this world. We ask that you would continue to assure us of your presence in our lives, that you are with us, that you are watching us, that you know what we are struggling with and what we are going through, and that ultimately you will bring us out of the problems of this life and into the life to come. Thank you for all that you have done and accomplished for us and for your continuing and abiding presence. In the name of our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Amen. We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.